Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
Well, we're here today at Alchemy Distillery with Amy and Steve Bonner, and we're going to talk about how you added a business on top of already a whole big business, the construction company. How did you go from construction to distillery?
Well, we definitely had a love of American-made bourbon, and so we knew that that was something that we enjoyed, and we had visited a lot of craft distilleries. So we had seen small businesses that did have day jobs that also had a craft distillery. It made sense for us in particular because one of our specialties in construction is radiant heating, process piping, and there's a lot of that in the distillery.
There is a whole lot of it in this room here with us.
Absolutely. The walls are covered.
Yeah. So putting the stuff together was really no added knowledge that you had to learn. I mean, you really...
Well, yeah, there was a learning curve, but it wasn't daunting. Mm-hmm. You know, we understand boilers, we understand heating, process heating. So it wasn't very scary. Even in construction, sometimes you get into situations that you've never done before, but if you have the mindset and tools to overcome the obstacles, it's not that big of a deal.
Now, the name Alchemy was also the name of your construction company, is also the name of your distillery. And how did you come up with that name?
Well, so alchemy means a power or process of taking something common and turning it into something special. And so we feel like we do that in construction, where we take a raw piece of land and we build a beautiful house or a big commercial building. And in the distillery, we're taking raw local grains, just that you can hold in your hand, you can use for bread or pastries or whiskey. Uh-huh. And so we feel like we're doing the same thing. We're taking a raw product and turning it into just something totally different.
Now, are you only doing bourbon at this point?
Oh, we're not even doing bourbon right now. Bourbon is an American product altogether. There's mandates on it, and one of them is corn. Mash bill, which is the recipe of bourbon, has to be at least 51% corn. And corn for us right now is difficult to find in Humboldt County. So right now we're doing 100% local wheat whiskeys. The product for the whiskeys coming from Petrolia. So we're not doing bourbon right now. We will be once we procure chemical-free, GMO-free corn.
And in quantity, because I know there's some sweet corn that's been raised down in Chively for a really long time, but probably is the type of corn that you're looking for also sweet corn? Is it an eating corn or is it a different variety of corn?
Well, we can use sweet corn, and we did contact the corn crib down on the Avenue of the Giants, but she sells out every year, selling her corn on the cob to really happy locals. So, and we would need all of that. You know, we would just take all of that and put it into barrels. We can use a feed corn, which a lot of feed corn is grown in Humboldt County, but the way that they harvest it is called silage, which means they take everything, the husk, the cob, and they just give it to livestock. And what we would need is a different piece of equipment that takes just the corn, and then we could use that for our products.
Okay.
So we do have 100% wheat whiskey. Our next product will be gin. And then we will get some whiskey aging in barrels that will become bourbon.
Okay. And with the gin, what do you make the gin out of?
Well, the base of the gin can be the wheat we're using, but the still that we have, those plates that you see the little circle holes?
Uh-huh.
They are bubble cap plates, so we can refine the distillate and make it very clean so it doesn't taste like much. Essentially, that's what vodka is. Vodka is stripping most of the flavor out of whatever product is used. Let's say it's potato or sugar. You're just trying to get it so it doesn't taste like anything. Instead, what we'll do is we'll use the wheat, clean it a little bit, and then some local herbs, botanicals. It'll go into what's called a gin basket, and we'll send the distillate, instead of going up the column, it'll go through what's called a gin basket, take on those flavors, and then we'll bottle it.
Does the actual liquid go through the botanicals, or is it a steam that goes through the botanicals?
Liquid never goes up the column. It's always steam. So that's essentially why everything that comes out of the still, it's either a spirit safe or a parrot, is clear. So bourbon's clear, vodka's clear, rum is clear, it's all clear. It gets color from the aging process in a barrel.
Oh, okay.
So if you see a liquid in a bottle that's a spirit, it's either been barrel aged to have that color or they've added a colorant, like a caramel color or something.
Okay. And now you do a small batch, so they're craft made distilled beverages. How small is a batch? What is the size of an average batch? Or is there an average batch?
Our very first batch we ever made on this still, we came out with 290 bottles. That's pretty small. The second batch we'll actually be doing this weekend. It's in a holding tank right now, and I think we'll have more like 300, maybe a little over. But it all depends on how you make your cuts. So everything that comes off of the still can be divided into three categories. There's what's called heads, hearts, and tails. Heads, the first thing that comes off the still, it's acetone and methanol. It's chemicals that you definitely don't want to be drinking. And back in the day, you know, moonshiners would put everything into the bottle, heads, hearts, and tails.
Another story I heard about that, moonshiners would filter their shine through their top hats. And their top hats, for some reason, contained lead in them. I don't know if it kept the top hats stiff. They used lead in some process of the top hat. So when they filtered their shine through the top hat, the shine picked up the lead, and that's where you get, I believe, the term Mad Hatter comes from. So not only did people go blind, but they also went crazy. So be careful.
So we don't want any heads in our bottles. We want hearts. After hearts, you'll start to see it be watered down a little bit, and some different congeners start coming out, and that's what's called tails. So the true art of a distiller is to keep smelling and tasting what's coming off the still and decide when to make your heads, hearts, and tails cuts. So if you're really conservative and trying just to get hearts like we are, you're not gonna have all that much in the end. If we threw a little tails in there, you know, we'd have more product, but we think the taste would be compromised.
What do you do with the head and the tails?
That is a good question. Right now, we don't know what we're going to do with heads and tails. Some distilleries in larger areas can sell them to, say, like a Chevron or a oil refineries because they're making other things other than gasoline. They're making acetone and, you know, paint thinners and stuff like that. So up here, we don't really have access to that. We're in Humboldt County. So we are trying to figure out what to do with our heads and tails right now.
Okay.
It is quite an amazing cleaner. So that is something we could use a little bit in the distillery, but right now we're just keeping it locked away in a safe little tote until we figure that out.
And you've already probably had your hands full with dealing with government regulations to even start this business. A lot of different agencies, and has the paperwork been horrendous?
Well, it's really just two agencies we're working with. So statewide is the ABC, Alcohol Beverage Control. And then the federal entity, its acronym is the TTB, but it's the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. So that TTB permit is free. It's absolutely free. Anyone can apply to be a legal distiller. But boy, that took me probably 4 months to get through that paperwork. And I am a bookkeeper and we are in construction, so we know about design and the layout and everything, but that was pretty tricky. The ABC has a very small fee, but we did have to work with them as well, and that was a lot easier. And then, of course, the city. We're in city limits of Arcata, and so for the remodel process, we did have to get a building permit and just work with our local building department and fire department.
Okay. So the permitting process sounds like it was just super time-consuming, but you made it through that. But we want to come back next time and find out how the process continued from there and find out more about Alchemy Distillery. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Amy and Steve Bonner at Alchemy Distillery.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.